Jason Aldean, lights come on B105, the Northland's number one for new country. It's Ken and Lauren, and we have the B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening, Lauren?
So, have you ever heard of Chris D'Elia?
Is it D'Elia or D'Elia? I don't ever know.
I think it's D'Elia.
I know who he is, but I don't know how to say his name.
Well, it's D-E-L-I-A.
Okay.
How did you say it?
D'Elia.
Oh, I think it's D'Elia. I don't know. But anyways, he's coming to the deck, and he has a podcast that's really successful. He's a comedian. He's an actor, and he is going to be at the Deck Symphony Hall later this year. So that'll be Friday, September 20th. Doors open at 7. The show's at 8. And you can actually get tickets starting today. There's a special pre-sale for the deck if you want really good seats. And then the general public can get tickets on Thursday.
Chris D'Elia.
D'Elia. That's D'Elia. What it, is that what you said?
I said D'Elia. I know you live to
Chris
correct
D'Elia.
Me. So.
No, I was trying to find the answer.
I don't know if I trust the Google Translate, but I don't know.
I don't know. That's what I was wondering.
We'll have to ask him.
Okay, we'll ask him.
I'll tweet at him. Right. Hey, how do you say your name?
That's awkward, right?
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that.
So I was talking about this. Gas prices are dropping.
I love it.
And that's crazy because usually this time of year they go up. Well, there's a bunch of reasons why.
Yeah.
The AAA says the biggest reason is that people are driving less in the post-pandemic world.
Mm.
So, I mean, that, you know, you think about that, a lot of remote from home, work from home. Some people are driving a little bit less.
Right.
Refineries are all, maintenance is all done. So they're all up at capacity. And then also Biden and the White House, released a bunch of oil, too,
mm-hmm.
a while back. But they're expected to continue to drop. So, I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah, especially you camp, you road trip a lot in the summer.
Well, yeah, people drive more in the summer around here anyway because we're all holed up in our houses. But, yeah, so check that out, B105 app. I got the story up there and more. Justin Moore, Why We Drink on B105, Northland's number one for new country and Lauren's country lowdown.
So Kane Brown, he was missing from CMA Fest this weekend, and it was because he's on tour right now, and he was at State Farm Arena in Atlanta on Saturday when he got into a fight with somebody in the crowd. I don't really know what the deal is with this. I feel like it happened to Chris Young recently. It's happened to Kelsey Ballerini. But basically, he was performing and he noticed somebody in the crowd flip him off. And he's like, what are you doing? Like, you're at my show, right?
Why would you spend money to come here?
Right. So then he's like, come closer. Like, Kane Brown's like, come closer. And he said, come here. I want to show you what flipping me off will do. So I don't know what he was getting at with that. But then he also said something else. He can't really make it out. The video's like hard to make out because people are screaming, you know?
So what happened to the guy then?
So Kane was like, kick this guy out of here. So he got kicked out. But why would you go to a concert and flip somebody off?
Like the main act.
They probably think like, and I'm not excusing it, of course, but like, oh, Kane won't see this.
Well,
he did. And now he's on Kane Brown's bad side.
Remember that time Rick Springfield was here at Bayfront and he gave Nick the bird?
No, that's amazing.
And there's a photo of it.
That's iconic.
And then, like, Nick's like, what did I do?
And it's like, you take it personally, you know?
I'm like, what did I do?
That's amazing. I'm going to go talk to him about that. But you can see who else was missing from CMA Fest, B105Country.com. Morgan was not there. He was also on tour. He was headlining one of the nights of the Carolina Country Music Festival in Myrtle Beach over the weekend, the one that Carrie Underwood sang at in the rain. Well, he's given people some good ideas for marketing. Basically, there was a bar near the venue and they had a chair on the patio with a picture of Morgan. It said reserved and it says, Morgan, your chair has been waiting for you all weekend long.
Yeah.
This throw has a much better view. It's like on the lake or ocean or whatever. And they said they'd be happy to arrange a safe and organized chair toss. I think they were trying to get, you know, some funny publicity, maybe get Morgan to stop by, but he never did.
Yeah, I kind of want to steer clear of that, I guess.
Yeah, but...
Well, with the pending court case and everything.
Exactly, but it is, you know, funny marketing. So you can read the latest on Morgan, B105Country.com, and then stay tuned for your first Kenny Chesney Code at 8:20.
Okay, listen for that, and thank you, Lauren. Very thorough, as always. Lauren's Country Lowdown, B105. A lot about the flipping the bird. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren, good morning.
It's and 7:10 laugh off. I don't want to say you look ridiculous.
Thank you.
But you're looking some type of way with the way that you have your headphones
right
now.
My headphones broke, so I'm holding one of them up like I'm an old-time phone call. You know what I mean? Like one of those old-time, like, Hello, operator. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I got some duck. I got some Gorilla Tape. Okay. I got new headphones in the mail. They were on back order. Yeah. Story. Anyway.
Okay. All right. So let me look here to see. Oh, I won yesterday. And I will go first.
Go ahead.
Ken, do you want any help putting on your tuxedo? You know what? Suit yourself.
That'd be a good one to tell Ben.
That would. Okay.
For mainstream fashions for men when
Hopefully
he comes in.
Hopefully he's listening, but...
Right.
I'll write it down.
Lauren, my boss asked me to attach two pieces of wood together. Nail it!
Almost laughed. Ken, what did the Dalmatian say after dinner? That hit the spot.
I knew something was spot. I didn't know.
You almost laughed. Like, you smirked.
Mm-hmm. Lauren, which bear is the most condescending? Panda.
Almost laughed. I love a good bear joke.
You had a couple panda jokes in the last week or so.
I have a moose joke.
Oh, great.
Ken, what do you call a moose that has no name?
Anonymous.
Have you used that one before?
Yeah, I used it on you.
I was just thinking that. As I started, I'm like, Ken has definitely used this one on me. Right. Sounds familiar.
I don't know. I got to get better at keeping track of things, and we know that. But I don't know if I use this one.
And we know that. Okay.
I always keep a piece of cheese in the glove box of my car, just in case of emergencies.
So stupid. It's dumb. You haven't done that, but it's dumb.
We had a coworker once that used to keep, one time we were driving somewhere, goes, oh, I forgot to have a burrito in the glove box. I'm like, how did you forget you had a burrito somewhere?
I know exactly who that is without you even saying it.
And two, how long has this burrito been in the glove box?
And I'm sure they ate it, and it had probably been in there a few days, but they had a stomach of steel.
Anyway, there you go. That's a 7-10 laugh.
Well, that was fun. Good job, Ken.
I'm going to go take a knife. Oh. This sounds bad. Now I'm going to take a plastic knife, I'm going to break it in half, I'm going to put a splint, I'm going to try to fix these headphones. Watch
you
me
could just, like,
this.
Go to Walgreens after work.
They don't sell them at Walgreens, do
Not
they?
Not those kind, but you could get something that...
I got an Amazon order.
Okay.
The thing is, they take my $68, and then they take the payment, and then they have no idea when they're going to deliver the headphones because they're on back order. Uh-huh. That should be illegal.
Well, didn't you see that it was on back order before you...
No, it wasn't. It didn't say it was on back order, and I paid for the 3-day shipping, too.
Not the 3-day shipping.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
All right.
There you go. It's a 7-10 laugh off and a little gripe beer.
Nice work.
B105. Ow. B105 Breakfast Club. Ken and Lauren, here we go with your brain teaser question. Your chance today to win some Papa Murphy's.
Yeah, yesterday's quick. A new poll says this is the most overrated breakfast food. What is it? The answer, avocado toast. So there you go.
Never tried it.
Our brain teaser this morning, noon on Wednesdays, is the best time to make this phone call if you have to. What is it?
Early Breakfast Club confession.
Uh-huh.
I was screaming at the phone yesterday.
Because you didn't do this today at noon.
It was not a good time.
Who were you on the phone with? Who'd you call?
I can't tell you this because then I'll give away the answer.
Okay. Well, nonetheless.
I wasn't talking to a human being, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I feel like it's not human beings anymore. Noon on Wednesdays is the best time to make this phone call. What is it?
Okay, 727-B105. Call now. Good luck. You can win some Papa Murphy's. It'll smooth everything over. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren, good morning. It is 7:26, and we got your brain teaser question today. It goes like this. Noon on Wednesdays is the best time to make this phone call. Mm-hmm. Call this place. Where is it? And we had Stacy get it right. She said calling customer service.
Yeah, it's all like robots these days.
Well, so yesterday, and getting this thing fixed over here, but anyway. Yesterday, I didn't have, I've been waiting on a prescription because I'm in prescription point of my life. Or you go to the doctor, and every time you go, they give you another prescription. But anyway, so I had a prescription that's not been ready, and I ran out of it. And the pharmacy, something's been going on.
Yeah.
And I haven't been, and they haven't had it. And so I finally made a phone call yesterday to try to talk to somebody. And when you call, it recognizes your phone number, so it says, oh, we're working on your prescription. I'm like, no, you're not, because it's not done, and it's been a week.
Right.
Right?
That's scary, because, like, if... You had something that was, like, life-threatening and you needed that? That would be...
Well, this could be.
Right.
Probably not, but... Anyway, so I'm on the phone, and I'm like... And they said, okay, what can I help you with? I'm like, I'd like to talk to a representative.
They go, I can help you better. I hate it when AI says that. I'm like, no, you can't. Right. You don't know what I'm trying to talk to you about.
I want to talk to a person.
So I said, I want to talk to a human. And then it goes, would you like to refill your prescription? I'm like, I want to talk to a human.
Been there, done that.
So you see how somebody screaming at Central Entrance. That was me. So there you go.
Is that Ken Hayes from the Breakfast Club?
Yeah. It was, no.
You know, you didn't scream at a person, though. You screamed at
I'm sure
AI,
that recording, though, will be good someday.
Yeah, but, well.
Anyway.
Can't win them all.
There you go. 727, B105 coming up. Lauren's Love Advice. We're going to talk about divorce registries. Yep. I can't wait.
I know. It's going to be
ridiculous.
A hot topic. That's okay. For sure.
That's coming up on B105. Finding the trends.
Well, you know us.
This is divorce.
With his duct taped headphones.
Hey, now. Nobody,
I'm not even married.
Theater of the mind
you're
over
right,
here.
You're right. Ken, you can weigh in on this because you've been married for over a decade. But a new thing, according to the Associated Press, is divorce registries where people are asking for gifts after marriage breakups. Now, I just want to say there are some organizations that have started. There's one called Fresh Starts where, you know, it helps people get back on their feet if they had a really bad divorce or, you know. But this is also a thing where people are like, let's take the stigma out of getting divorced and whatnot and, you know, ask for help. So basically these divorce registries, it could be both parties doing it separately, but it's usually just like one or the other, you know, and they're saying, I had to split everything. Maybe they didn't get anything, whatever it might be. They're like, I need plates now. I need utensils. I need all these things, right? And they're like, I don't have as much money because I'm not sharing an income. So now people are making these divorce registries, and then they're also using that as a way to like break the news, like, hey, I'm divorced.
Oh. Which that's is a, like, a less awkward way to say that. Yeah, right.
I'm going to be honest. I would contribute to a divorce registry if like one of my friends got divorced and it was a really bad divorce and, you know,
a close friend.
Yeah, if it was like a close friend and maybe like they got cheated on or maybe like the other person took everything or whatever, I would maybe do something like that. But I think if you are married for a few years and it just simply didn't work out and you're, you know, splitting things in half, I don't really think you need a divorce registry. That's
that seems
extra.
To be the general consensus of everybody that's commented on our Facebook page.
Right, yeah.
Lisa did facepalm, facepalm, facepalm emoji. Love that one. Molly, yeah, I know that's absurd.
Alan says getting divorced is a gift in itself.
And then Jennifer goes, amen. Love that one.
Gotta love it.
Yeah.
Lance says only if it was for the one who loses half of everything in the divorce.
Wouldn't the other person lose half of everything too?
Yeah, somebody said that. That didn't click in my mind. And then we love Elizabeth doing a meme of Randy Jackson saying it's a no for me. Love that one.
It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah. So
I don't know. It's here's the question though. Is like when you get married, you get these gifts when you're starting off. I mean, in the traditional sense, when people are, you know, back in the day, it'd be like a couple gets married. Well, they do a wedding registry because they, you know, they need help getting stuff going, right? So they didn't pay for it the first time,
right?
I think it's pretty dumb.
Yeah, like I said, if it's like a very traumatic situation or whatever, maybe I'd contribute a little something, but.
Have you seen people that get some people that get like a divorce cake, like a wedding cake, but they get a divorce cake and they split it with each other?
Love that.
When they're in good terms when they divorce? Depends on the divorce, I guess.
I feel bad even doing a wedding registry. Because, like, I know what that's like to just have to buy so many expensive gifts for
people.
Yeah,
but you deserve it, Lauren.
Thank you, Ken. Thank
You've been in bridesmaids so many times. You've had to deal with all this BS from all these brides. Now it's your time.
Like, I feel bad about doing all of it.
No, you got to do it all. And you got to call in all those favors.
I know.
And you can give away as many no plus ones as you want because you've been actually.
You're right.
Yeah.
If I did that to everybody who did that to me.
I know. It would come back.
I'm going to choose not to be petty in this one instance. Stay tuned.
Oh, man. It's going to get crazy around here, I'm pretty sure. John Party last night. B105 Breakfast Club. Ken and Lauren, good morning. 747. We got your brain teaser question. Mm-hmm. Here it goes. No, we don't have a brain teaser question. What am I talking about? Wow.
And I almost went inside.
I know. We were talking about divorce registries. What was I... Why do I have this bed in here? Oh, my gosh.
Wait, I'm unwell. That's actually amazing.
What is going on? You know, it's the headphone things are broken.
That's probably what's throwing me off today. We were talking about divorce registry. We wanted to hear if you
would contribute to one. Wow.
If you contribute to one.
We know what we're doing. We promise.
No, I don't know about that today. Let's go to the phone. Someone's calling. Would you, IB105, what's up?
I agree with Lauren.
On yes. Which part?
I like the idea that if somebody is losing everything and they're a good friend of yours and you want to help them out, that's great. But if they've only been married a couple of years and they don't have and they're just happily going their separate ways, then no.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what GoFundMe is for. I'm kidding.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah. No, I
bring another talk.
Look at that, Lauren.
Look
you
at
got,
that.
You got somebody on your side here.
Yes, for once. Thank you. Who's this?
Mindy.
Oh. Hey, Mindy. Well, thanks for calling. You have a good day, all right?
Yep, you too. Don't work too hard, you two.
Oh, never do.
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Work hard.
So here's the thing. You ever heard of Pavlov's principle?
Yeah.
That's like when the dog hears a bell ring and they their mouth starts to water because they think they're getting a treat. You know, Pavlov's principle.
Uh-huh.
I think what happened was that brain teaser bed was in there and I don't know why it was in there. And I heard that and I just jumped right into it.
Well, we move quickly on the morning show because there's lots that we have to do.
And I'm also dealing with headphones that are duct taped together right now. So.
And you also wanted to get iced coffee this morning and you didn't have time.
I didn't get a chance because I couldn't find my car keys. So it's been a day. It's been a day. Luke Bryan, one margarita on B105. It's the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. It's 8:09. And then we have Nicole from Animal Allies joining us on Wednesdays to talk about, what's happening at the shelter. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
So I'm kind of sad about this because we're talking about Sweet D again. Mm-hmm. And Sweet D's been there at the Animal Allies forever.
Since January.
Yeah. She's been with us for quite a while, and we're starting to see this trend with this adolescent-age dogs, those 1 to 4-year-old dogs that are just hanging out with us for quite a while and really no fault of their own, just not a lot of interest. Our area is kind of being flooded with a lot of dogs right now, and there's just not enough homes for everybody, so it's really causing a big bottleneck here that I personally haven't seen since I started working for Animal Allies almost 9 years ago. So it's definitely becoming concerning and something we're going to probably need to start talking about with, the community. But, these young, energetic, playful, spunky dogs just do not thrive in a shelter environment. It's really hard. It's super overstimulating. They're not getting the daily attention and exercise and enrichment and things that they would be getting in a home. So for a dog like Sweetie, who's only one and has spent, 6 months in kind of this weird shelter environment, that can be really hard. And then to put on your best face and present your best self when you're meeting someone for the first time after being in, this type of situation is hard. So a lot of these dogs just have everything stacked against them, but to no fault of their own. And we typically see, after even just a week of getting out of the shelter, they're so much more relaxed and you start to really see a far less hyper dog. So that's what we're hoping will be the case for Sweet D. Somebody will come in and meet her and we'll give her that chance to just get out of this environment and into a home where she can just be her silly, playful self and get a lot of her energy out. She's so much fun. We love letting her out into the play yard. She just zooms and runs in circles and carries her little leash around. And she's so fun and sweet to everybody here at the shelter. We just love her so much. So we're hoping that people, if you haven't met her, because again, she hasn't gotten a ton of meet and greets either, that you just come on down, spend some time with her. The weather's getting nice, so people can go for walks in the play yard, can go play out in the kiddie pools, out in, all sorts of things to do. So, yeah, come meet Miss 1-year-old Sweetie.
Yeah, half of her life has been spent at the shelter.
That's
super
a bummer.
Sad.
Yeah. She went through the training program, which was awesome. That got her out for a little bit. And they said she did great, because she was getting really long walks and she was getting to use her brain. Mm-hmm. And whoever adopts her does get that free follow-up training through our professional dog training and boarding, just to, learn her basic commands. She knows the basic obedience, and it's just a great way for her new owner to bond with her and learn the commands that she knows. So, yeah, we're really hoping that this is the month that Miss Sweet D finally finds a home.
Yeah, yeah. They need attention too. Dogs, especially, because I know my dog, if you don't give her, a lot of dogs are like that. If you don't give them attention or, you know, give them some time and stimulate their brains or whatever, they start to do funny things like pull a fork off the counter and mangle it up.
Yeah. I don't need to get into that, Ken.
Well, no, but I mean, it's like she protests. Like, if I don't take her for a walk and I have to leave somewhere and I don't follow the routine,
right,
I'll come back and she'll let me know.
Good. She keeps you on a schedule.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Fingers crossed.
Okay. Sweet D. Let's find Sweet D home. And then you have a bunch of other long-term pets there as well. So Animal Allies up in Airport Road. What's your hours now, Nicole?
Yep, we are open Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 6, and Sundays, noon to 4. Tons of animals looking for love. Check out our website, animalallies.net. You can see all the dogs and cats that are looking. And just pay us a visit, 4006 Airport Road. Give us a call if you see any animal you want more information on our website.
Okay, perfect. Well, thanks, Nicole. We'll check in with you next week, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Nicole from Animal Allies here on B105, hoping to find Sweet D a home. Let's hope so. Mm-hmm. I want to get a good update next week when we talk to her. Let's hope. Okay, coming up, Ashley Cook, your place on B105. Also, that Kenny Chesney flyaway code just minutes away. Sam Hunt, Outskirts on B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Here's a weird story.
Okay.
Did you hear about this Singapore airline flight that had that terrible turbulence?
Which one?
This one was a while ago. Actually, I had somebody... it was last month, and they actually had somebody that died in the turbulence because the flight was hit by such extreme turbulence that people like that weren't seatbelt buckled in were thrown around the cabin of the plane. And now they've Singapore Airlines have agreed to a $10,000 compensation for injuries suffered on the flight for anybody that has suffered injuries.
Well, I mean, yeah, I feel like that's deserved.
But what about the people that had to go through that were sitting in there, that were seatbelted in? I mean, that's still pretty scary. I mean,
I guess that's like a risk. And I don't even want to say this because I have a fear of flying, but it's like, you know, the risks when you get on an airplane.
Yeah, you never really think it's going to be that bad, though. Right.
And that's scary. And they probably don't ever want to fly again.
This is the point, though, is that you should always always wear your seatbelt when you're on a plane.
Yep.
Always. There's no reason to take it off unless you're going to the bathroom or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I always leave mine on.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Why would you take it off? Right?
Anxiety. And that's,
I don't know. Crazy stuff still going on with the airlines and everything.
I do recall now which like incident you're talking about because there has been a lot.
Did you see that one where that hail damaged that front of the plane so bad that the windshield shattered and part of the nose cone came off?
No. But thanks.
How did they land that? I mean, it's what an incredible job by those pilots to land that because you couldn't even see through the windshield.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Have you ever seen the movie Flight with Denzel Washington?
Yeah, I saw that one.
That scarred me.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have watched that, really.
I didn't know that whole movie was about a guy with alcoholism, basically. I had no idea.
What do you mean? Like beforehand?
Yeah, I didn't know that's what it was all about.
Yeah.
I thought it was about a plane crash, but it really, I mean, it's part of it, but it's about this guy's struggle.
Yeah.
You know? It's pretty crazy. It's a very powerful movie and very intense. Bailey Zimmerman, Where It Ends on B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and we've got a wonderful story from our wonderful Lauren Wells, right?
Thank you, Ken. This is a very lighthearted take on some angel, but I just want to say thank you to this man if this does come to fruition. So our angel today is the CEO of Zoom. His name is Eric Yuan, and he says that he wants to use AI for good, also known as creating a digital clone that can attend meetings for you.
How's that work?
Well, we all know there's nothing worse than a meeting that could be an email.
Right.
And... Yeah. So he says, let's use AI for good and cut down on some of the things that people working have to deal with, you know, like junk email, replying to emails with a simple response, and then also going to meetings where, you know, you can listen in the background, but you don't really need to just be like sitting there. So he says he's working on it. I don't know like how the technology is going to work or whatever, but he said that sometimes you don't really need to be in a meeting. So he's trying to create a situation where AI can go to the meeting for you and write down any
important notes
and just give them back to you.
I got to be honest with you. I think AI would probably do better in that writing down notes than I would.
Yeah. Our meetings here in this building go off the rails, though. Like
sometimes, yeah.
It's like focused for 5 minutes, and then the next thing you know, there's jokes being made.
Well, we're all a bunch of toddlers in a work environment, so that happens.
So thank you to this man, and we'll see. We'll see.
AI doing meetings for you.
That's like my dream. Yes.
I like to come up with a list of things that I actually want AI to do.
Yeah.
You know, my problem with AI is that it's taking over human creativity.
Right.
When really I thought robots were supposed to do the stuff that we didn't want to do. You know.
Right.
Like, can ChatGPT clean my toilet for me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Someday, perhaps. Right. But
that would be great.
I don't want AI to become our overlords. You know what I'm saying?
No, same. But they can definitely go to meetings for me. That's totally fine.
That's Derek's Bentley 5150 on B105, The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And we'll see you tomorrow. We're heading out. Joe Danger's coming in next. Listen while you work. He's got that next Kenny Chesney code coming up at 10:20.
Mm-hmm. Have a great Wednesday.
Yeah. And